A house church is the church. We read of the church on four different levels in the New Testament. The church in the world, Colossians 1:24. The church in the country, Acts 9:31. The church in the city, 2 Corinthians 1:1. And the church in the house, Colossians 4:15. The church in the house is a microcosm of the church in the city, in the country, and in the world. It is just as much the church as the church in the city, or in the country, or in the world. It contains all the essential elements and ingredients of church. The word microcosm simply means little world or a universal in miniature. The church in the house is a church in the fullest sense of the world. That is how the Apostle Paul saw his work in the first century. Or in the first missionary journey, he left a little group of disciples in four different cities, Antioch, Iconium, Derbe, and Lystra. He referred to each little group as a church in that city. A house church in the New Testament practice. I did not say New Testament pattern, for I'm not sure God left us a pattern to be followed as to how to conduct church. The true New Testament pattern is to pray, hear from God, and obey what He tells us. If He tells you to build a gigantic cathedral, go for it. You will be blessed, and so will the entire body of Christ. The dynamic power of the early church was just that. They were not trying to follow a pattern that they read about somewhere. They were following the leading of the Holy Spirit on a day-to-day basis. Success followed. It is still safe to do the same in our day. Many churches have tried to find the formula for growth that Pastor Cho of Seoul, Korea found and built the largest church in the world. He gave it to six simple words. I just pray and obey. There is nothing wrong with meeting in a barn, a field, a cave, in a church building, or in a synagogue. The Lord is looking on the heart, but if we are encouraging a system that is stifling the life out of the church by heavy-handed leadership and at a deadening clergy-laity caste system, we will not have the fruit we are seeking.